done a sermon edit on this, but I'm just taking a different angle on it. I was talking with a coworker one day. He was started talking about things going on in the world. Everything seemed to be going crazy with terrorism, loss of money value. Our world leaders don't seem to be noticing or doing anything about the real issues. Then he started talking about scriptures in the Bible. And he asked, do you know why the church is not mentioned after chapter 3 in Revelation? Of course, I didn't answer him. I knew he was going to tell me why. He said, because they're not on earth anymore. He said, look in Revelation 4 and you will read that John saw a door in heaven open and a trumpet speaking, saying, come up here. And he said, that shows where you and I will be going, pointing to me and himself. And I responded that we would be meeting Jesus in the air at his return without fully committing, you know, to what he was saying. I looked at a little bit into the teaching of the rapture, and some say that Margaret MacDonald, who was born in 1815 in Scotland and died in 1840 or around that time, they weren't sure, is credited with coming up with it. She was around 15 when some people thought she was speaking from the Holy Spirit. Others said she was possessed by a demon. She was dangerously ill when she began to experience manifestations of mingled prophecy and visions over a period of a few hours. She found her mind in an altered state and began to experience considerable visionary activity. The message she received during this prophetic vision convinced her that Christ was going to appear in two stages, rather than the one stage most people accepted. She felt the Holy Spirit revealed to her that Christ would come to those who look for him, and then again later in the final stage, when every eye would see him. I kind of think it's probably lack of oxygen or something that she was having these visions, but that's just my own opinion. Some have felt the teaching was started by John Darby, who had knowledge of Margaret MacDonald's vision, because they'd sent a lot of different people to their church when they started teaching this. Some believed it was from the Holy Spirit. And while he believed in the rapture and started teaching around the same time frame, he did not accept this young girl speaking from divine revelation. It says here, the rapture was made up by someone in the 1800s, and the story caught on among some groups who still believe it today, said evangelical theologian William Lane Craig, who believes in the millennial reign of Christ on earth. The simple truth is, it is not biblical, nor is it ever the historic position of the Christian church. So if you'll turn to Revelation 4 and verse 1, we'll be going all over this book. Well, Book of Revelation. Okay, Revelation 4 and verse 1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet, speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. This is a time when John was seeing a vision and does not represent the church in general. If you'll turn to Revelation 12, and we'll read verses 9 through 17. It says, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come, for the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. Verse 13. Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman and gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she is nourished for a time and times and time and half a time from the presence of the serpent. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he may cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went out to make war with the rest of her offspring, who kept the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So this shows the church is still there. And Satan was hounding them, but God provides a way of escape. If we turn to Revelation 6, read verses 9 and 11. Revelation 6, 9 and 11. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? Then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who had been killed as they were completed. Makes it clear that there will be martyrs up until the end time, and not all will be carried off to a place of safety. Those who believe in the rapture, just as some have felt a place of safety, think all those who believe will be whisked away from the time of tribulation. The rapture teaching seems to believe that if you are not in the rapture, you are not good enough and are left behind. Here's a quote from David Bristow on the Catholic Education Resource Center. The belief in the rapture suggests that true believers will be taken up in a secret and silent manner to be with Christ. They will be snatched immediately from their cars, jobs, daily routines, or whatever else they may be doing to be with God while leaving those who are less fortunate. The authors do an excellent job illustrating how airplanes will crash and cars will get into accidents simply because they were Christian and caught up, leaving their vehicle unmanned. This makes for an interesting story, but questionable theology. Finally, I personally say this is just a good feel-good story, but the Bible makes it clear we have to be prepared for whichever way it goes. God's people have been martyred all down through time, including most of the apostles, and they were not any less engaged than those who escaped the fate. This teaching holds out false hope to people who may end up disillusioned when things do not go the way accepted by many today.